This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not entertaining. Whoa, not real. Not real is what I meant to say. Hey, subconscious, keep it down back there. Now, audience, I've been sneaking out of this empty except for Trisha government facility and wandering around wintertime Chicago. And let me just say, if you're going to form the silhouette of an angel in the snow, maybe don't freak out when I update it to reflect what angels actually look like. Because if you're not going to include the antlers and the 6-foot proboscis with a hand at the end, then, that's not an angel. This message is especially for the kids, and I know how much of our audience is 5 and under. That sweet demographic that hasn't quite gotten the hang of story structure. But enough interesting content, let's get to what you've been waiting for. Or rather, what you've come to realize you can't put off any longer. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast, this is everything you need to know. About 5 years and 11 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to stop the Dark Lord from capturing me, who, let's just be clear, I might be the most important person in Foon right now, to stop the Dark Lord from capturing me and getting the magic thing that's in my head. But enough about me. I am joined, as always, by my bodyguard. He won't leave my side. Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalik. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstengis. And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Names that if I did e'er utter them aloud, most assuredly their power would destroy everything in their path. Yes, a direct beam of sound formed from those words would emanate from my very lips, leaving a perfect circle through every tree I was looking at. Arnie, I found the perfect disguise for you.
Uh-oh, okay.
I've been wanting to protect you, and you've been somewhat resistant to my ideas of living inside my skin and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, what about a disguise?
I mean, I'm into it.
Yeah?
Ooh, what if I went back to pretending like I'm an airline pilot? I liked that. I liked wearing the uniform.
There are no bad ideas. There are no bad ideas except for that one. Because that would make you even more obviously not from this world. So I found this giant...
But what if I had a cool name like Chip Sky
No,
guy.
No, damn, draw more attention to you. Even more attention than if not. So I found this giant burlap sack, and I have writ on the front of it, potatoes.
First of all, that is the biggest burlap sack I have ever seen.
Oh, thank you.
Like, why would people think that a walking bag of potatoes isn't weird?
Because they're with a wizard. They would assume, oh, that wizard has conjured feet onto that sack of potatoes.
Oh, that's right. And you know what? I can't believe I haven't mentioned this. For weeks, you have had a bag of potatoes following you around.
Why the fuck would I carry my own potatoes around?
That's true.
I just put some feet on it.
You love carbs.
And then whenever I'm hungry, I just reach in there like I am right now.
Ugh.
Take a big crunchy bite.
Yeah. I'm joined also by my other co-host, Shunt the Talking Badger.
No, it's just Chunt. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh.
No.
Sigh.
Arnie, that was a heavy sigh.
I know, and he said the word. That's a kind of like, please ask me about how sad I am kind of.
Lay sigh. Sorry, I was laying down while sighing. Lay sigh.
Maybe two sacks of potatoes would be conspicuous.
So, Chunt, buddy, how you doing?
Well, I guess I'm not doing so hot. I'm, you know what, I'm just, the last few days I'm really missing Eggy Baby, and, it's just nice to have a little companion, and like, you know, for a little while, this sack of potatoes was fun, you know, I wrote a whole fanfic, I wrote a whole Banging Spuds where Usador fucks the bag of potatoes, and it's real fun, but, I guess that warts welcome out, and now I'm sad again.
I'm sorry, bud.
Hey, Blucidor?
Yes?
Would you do your old pal, Hey Boy, a little favor?
Absolutely. Anything you want, you must needs ask for it.
Oh, thank you. You know the other day when I tripped over that piece of wood in the ground? Well, it turns out that what it was six little graves, each grave for a different part of a cat. So I have four cat legs, a cat body, and a cat head. And I was wondering if you could reanimate the cat for me so I could have a pet, please?
Well...
Please.
Does seem to brush up against the dark arts of necromancy, but,
I hate to interrupt this negotiation.
Yes?
Why was the cat buried in six separate graves that just happened to all be right next to each other?
Hey, Chip, don't worry about it, okay? Don't you have a plane to tend to or something?
That is true. We're going to be taking off in about 15 minutes, so everybody go ahead and get seated. When the fastened seat... I haven't been on a plane in a long time. I'm trying to remember.
Yes, I'd say it's been at least 5 years, right?
It's been 5 years and 11 months.
Oh, my goodness. We're coming up on 6 years?
I know.
That can't be right. So let me just put the head over here and the leg. Okay. Great. And I think I want to name it Seance. Ooh, and when you reanimate it, can you make it to where the parts don't reconnect? They all just kind of float together?
Oh, you don't want it connected?
No, unconnected.
Kind of floaty, ghostly still.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is going to be so fun.
Seance the unconnected floaty cat. That's all I want.
Simple enough. Roth, draw rock, arkath, artoth, arator, hith, and tell, ahahala.
There you go. Seance? Wow, you did it. I mean, it is wagging its head and speaking out of its tail, but close enough.
Yes, but look at those mystical purple flames that just seem to surround it at all times. Isn't that a wonderful little flourish?
I love it. Usador, thank you so much, buddy. Oh, Seance, you're my new best friend. Well, Arnie, sorry, you're my new...
But there are a few rules.
Oh.
You cannot get it wet.
But that's my whole thing, get wet.
You cannot feed it after midnight.
But that's my other whole thing, snacky time.
After midnight, based on what? Based on where? Everything's after midnight.
Oh, are you going to sing that song you always sing? What's it called?
Everything's after midnight.
The undead are strangely bound to time zones.
When does that flip back over? Like, when is this undead cat allowed to start eating again?
Well, if you're moving in an easterly direction, You're going to get later and later going an hour ahead, you know.
Gonna get a lot of headwinds going in an easterly direction.
And then you have to factor in daylight savings time.
Might be some turbulence.
I'm so tired of all these fucking cat rules.
You have to factor in daylight savings time. You have to factor in daylight 401k time. You have to factor in daylight savings bond time.
Looking at the menu here, they do not offer slumber cups. What is this? What is this tavern, by the way, that we're at this week?
Oh, this is the Giggling Tick.
The Giggling Tick.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any taverns in all of Foon that have inviting names?
Let's see. There's the Ambidextrous Rhino. There's the Murderous Swan. There's the Gaping Hole.
Spank Bank.
No.
That's where I keep my daylight savings.
But wait, what does that mean, though?
Well, they've themed it like a place where you would save your money in a giant metal vault. Mm-hmm. But if you try to take your money out before you've saved it, they'll give you a little spanking.
Huh, that's an odd theme.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun.
Ernie, you'd be surprised.
Gentlemen, I don't want to alarm you. There seems to be a very large, terrifying,
potato
evil
bag?
Evil looking. I hate to say that, but evil looking.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't judge a tome by its first page.
Look, right, you're saying evil, you're just saying evil looking.
Yes, exactly. Over there, that you see that terrifying knight, that terrifying metal-clad dark knight?
Yeah, the one that's like wearing his armor inside.
Yes, Arnie, get in the sack. Get in the sack.
Can't stop. I don't.
Ooh, get in the sack. Arnie's hopping into the sack.
Hey, do you gathered here at this table? Have you been here before? Do you know if is it? What are the snacks and such like here? Is this place good?
Oh, he's not evil. He's just awkward. Hey, buddy.
Welcome. It is our first time as well. Please join us at this table and let us sample this happy hour as companions.
You have remarked on my nature. You have said that I am not evil in such a fashion as to make one think that you were perhaps wondering as to the caliber of my soul.
Well, you see what's one clad in such dark and terrifying spiky armor as yours, and you have to make some assumptions, I think.
And there, I gotta say, in the plate, I don't know all the terms for armor, like the faceplate, there's a little bit of like fog and smoke just sort of pouring out. So that seems, is that evil?
Are you referring to the fact that while my armor is quite corporeal, that what was once my body is now as insubstantial as the mist, and I can reach my gauntlet through my own face like this?
Whoa! Very impressive.
Whoa!
I bet it's just dry eyes.
Good sir, please, as I said before, join us for some victuals and refreshment. We shall get to know one another. We here are recording what is called a parting cast.
Yeah, have some of these victuals. Taste the rainbow.
My tongue is as dead as the rest of my body. You behold a death knight. No rainbow shall be tasted here, nor indeed any fruit or victuals of any kind.
Hold up. Your tongue is dead, and yet you were able to roll your L like that? Come on.
What?
Chunt, of all the things he just said, that was the thing that you latched on to?
He said his tongue is dead, and then he was like, rah, rah, bah, bah, bah. Come on.
So if your tongue is dead, you probably like want like a pickled egg or something like that.
I will be happy to consume whatever fare this tavern holds, if only to make merry with the mortal souls that populate it. Can I sit down here?
Yes, please.
Yeah, just, seance, come over here. By daddy, come by daddy. Sorry, it's my dead cat.
I see that your cat marks the same station of undeath that I, Galaxus the Grim. Now waft through this on life between realms.
So your name was Halifax?
What's that?
What was your name?
Close, Calhaxerus. But you was a good try.
The Grim.
Calhaxerus the Grim, am I.
Caractheris.
Well, Caractheris, it is a pleasure to meet you. I am Usador the Blue, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangalak, the dwarves know me as Zonadin Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And I, my friend, we do find ourselves upon the road even now towards the northeast, where Gasmanius I shall be once again.
Well, Usador, I am Calhaxorus the Grim, Hammer of the Eldathri, and Foe of the Dendrariel, Guardian of the Shroud of Nasir, High Commander of the Blades of Zath, and Sworn Champion of the Red Queen Mercia of Strix. T'was I that slew the Gladwins of Rivenmorn, and I'm very into all of your names. It's nice to meet somebody.
Fuck me. He just out-Usidored you. Usidored, wow, he just got schooled, my dude.
I don't know about out-Usidored.
I don't know. Fuck off, Usidored. We don't
need... Fuck off.
You got now, fucking owned by this right, dead-ass knight.
Look, you slew the Gladwins?
Yes. For 800 years were my remains in the tomb at the heart of the Valley of Souls when... The eldest of the Gladwin-born came and disturbed my slumber, and I awoke, and I laid waste to them, as was clearly stated on the curse at the beginning of the tomb. Very clear.
You're entering the tomb, and there's just a big warning that you should be able to read and see, right?
Yes, of course, there's always a risk when you write a warning that if it's centuries or millennia until your tomb is discovered, that it might become a dead language. But, you know, we put it in the biggest sort of clearest font we could, chiseled.
I remember it even now. Don't talk to me till I've had my coffee.
Yes, at the end of the day, you gotta have fun with it. And so we put the curse up there, and It's not one of these curses where it's supposed to instigate something. We really didn't want people to interact with the tomb, but they did. And so I rose up.
It's like literally a warning. It's for them, right? The warning is for them. It's not one of those tricky, like, maybe something bad, but maybe something good.
It's one of these things where there's a certain type of adventurer that sees the warning and goes, this is an invitation. And here's the problem. Honestly, fault where fault is due, there are some people that do make dungeons and leave, like, important world-necessary artifacts at the bottom of the dungeon. And it's like, well, how much did you want people to leave this alone if you knew there was a prophecy where they were going to need it in 500 years? There's no artifact. There's no prophecy. It's just where my dead body is at. Please leave me alone.
There's just a dead guy here who will kill you if you wake him up.
1,000,000%. Yes, you've hit the nail so squarely on the head.
So, yes, you did kill the good ones.
Arnie isn't particularly good at math. 1,000,000% is a lot. It's like maybe the most percentages you can have.
Yes.
So that's like almost all of it. Like almost all.
Almost, yes.
However much it is... It is 1,000 times more that, because 100% would be one entirety, and then 1,000,000%, no, it's actually 10, is it 10,000?
No, just 1,000. Yeah,
just
1,000,
yeah. Yes, we got it right first. But point being, the Gladwins...
No, 10,000.
Is it 10?
100%.
How many? Because a zero moves at once. So 10 would be 1,000, 100 would be 10,000, 1,000 would be 100,000. Yes, it actually is 10,000, it's 10,000 times.
So, Chen, what do you got going on?
I got this new cat. You want a pet seance? Give him a little kiss.
I don't know. The cat is cool, but are there ever, like, potentially, like, dark consequences to that kind of magic, that kind of necromancy?
I feel like maybe in our 6 years we've had some consequences with stuff like this, but honestly, I can't remember, and I've been so sad that I'm just so happy to have a pet.
I gotta say, I hate consequences.
Oh, you know what? I kind of like consequences.
Really?
Yeah, like if I put my hand in the fire and it catches on fire, I'm like, ow, that was fun. You know, put the other hand in, even it out.
You're an effect guy. I'm a cause guy.
Yeah, that's our relationship.
Always looking for a good cause.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, so
they're still talking about numbers.
If you put the decimal here, I think that means...
Yeah.
You can divide it, and you get an even number every time.
I remember this was one of those things back when I was being instructed in the blood matrix of Kazathlan. There was a teacher who kind of it was one of those quick things where it was like you carry it over this, you picture like an X in space, and it's the two lines twist to make an X, like if you were kind of doing a cat's cradle. Oh. Like you did that with multiplication.
Fascinating.
Wow, Arnie, look at that. The two of them are at that chalkboard up by the tavern, and they're just going to town with this equation. And oh, look at that. The tavern janitor is standing by the side. It looks like he wants to get... Oh, he's getting in on it.
Yeah. I don't care for those apples at all, sir. I say good day to you.
To think that some peasant would interfere in the important work of those whose titles list longer than the vast stretches of Amundwing.
How it sickens me.
That was embarrassing. That janitor picked up the chalk and he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He drew a little flower. X equals flower? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, wait, no. It looks like the janitor is making the mistake of asking that Death Knight what his name is.
You wish to know my name? Kalaxaris the Grim, Hammer of the Aldatherian Fool, the Dindwariel, Guardian of the Shroud of Azure, High Commander of the Blades of Zath, and Sworn Champion of the Red Queen Mercia of Strix. 'Twas I that laid waste the Gladwins of Rivenmorn, and it is I who am still just here.
Wow, at some points... He really sounds like my friend Scott. If not just like Scott, at least Scott-ish.
the Red Queen Mercia, have you seen her lately? I haven't seen her in, I would say, two decades or so.
She was alive as recently as 2 decades ago?
Oh, yes. I saw a vision of her in a forest, and I assumed she was still alive, but she may have been a spirit. I don't know.
Oh, this must be tough. For you, Faxi, my guy, it must be hard to be dead, because then you spend your whole life watching everyone around you live.
This is kind of my badger friend. This is kind of the terrible conundrum I find myself in. I woke up from my tomb and... knew that my tomb had been disturbed, and I slew the Gladwins of Rivenmorn, and I was kind of expecting on having slain the last one, and it was a big climactic battle on top of a tower wreathed in lightning, and it really was a total coin flip. Could have gone either way.
Huh. Sounds like it had to be there.
Yo!
And I'm so sorry, I don't want to be rude. It's just like, when people talk about the battles they've been in, I'm like, unless I saw it, like, I don't care. Like,
exactly. It's like dreams. If I'm not in it, or there's no fucking, I don't really want to know, right? 100%.
Exactly.
100%. I understand. But this... Okay, so, TLDR, it is a great battle on top of a tower. Slew the last of the Gladwins.
TLDR, that lightning did rain?
Yes, that's an acronym we've used for the lightning did rain. The thunderstorm was so charged and thick with arcane... potency that indeed the two commingled in an act of utmost eldritch power, and I smote him there upon the tower, and the forces of darkness laid low a champion of the light, and I was expecting to kind of explode into red radiance or some kind of dust and return to my tomb, and I didn't.
Oh, huh. You really got to work on the ending of that story.
Hey, brother, you're telling me. You know, you're telling me. I would have loved some kind of climactic kaboom. Instead, your friend, vis-a-vis me, just kind of stood there waiting to apotheosis or something, and I had to just walk down the stairs and sort of was out in the rain, and I was like, I did it, I killed all of them. And then I'm just sort of here, and I just sort of walked down the street.
Wait a minute, vis-a-vis apotheosis. Isidore, is this just a character that you created so that you could have someone to talk to?
No. This isn't like that Auntie Donna episode.
Okay.
Look, I am here to say I have done some calculations in my brain, and I tell you, Kalaxaris the Grim, you did not complete your purpose.
What? Butter.
There must be some other greater purpose awaiting thee, and I, being a great wizard of this age, do hereby declare that you should join mine quest. Turn your undead army. Well, yeah, just one guy. You're not an army. Turn your undead forces toward defeating the Dark Lord at Usador's side.
Yeah, and also consider changing undead to, like, fun-dead.
Oh.
Because undead, I feel like undead has a stigma, you know?
Right, but whose fault is that, you know? Oh, why should I have to rebrand as fun-dead just to make some normies comfortable? You know what I mean?
You held up a mirror and it hurt.
Yeah.
You speak the truth. It hurts to look inward. And now that I'm the owner of a fun-dead cat, like, I need to be better about that. Thank you, Haxi, for educating me.
I hear what everyone is saying here. I'm just saying that, like, sometimes when you put a positive spin on a thing and you call yourself not undead, but, hey, I'm re-live, you know, that sounds like maybe a more positive experience that more people can easily get themselves behind.
But, and I think, and listen, you seem like very nice people, and I'm not going to lie, I feel like
I am the nicest person!
Something not usually heard exclaimed at the top of one's lungs. Certainly.
Here's a weird thing. I've heard him yell that while, like, shoving people into a river.
I want them to know that what they have done has angered the nicest person so much that they need to be pushed in the water.
Look what you've done to me. You have made me, the nicest person, do this.
Exactly.
Semantics of undeath aside, Usador, you would proclaim yourself the nicest person alive and yet be willing to be seen side by side with a Death Knight on your quest?
That's how nice I am. Imagine it. Myself, astride me as Chunt with his warhammer, two sacks of potatoes.
Well, oh, sorry. I don't have the warhammer. I have a limp piece of hay.
He has had it for years.
I have a limp piece of hay.
Right.
He's a hay boy.
Sorry, just to clarify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Astride you is the badger?
Yeah.
So you've got a tiny little badger riding around.
You fucking know it.
These two are constantly trying to get each other to ride them. I don't understand.
Get on my back. Come on. I can support it.
Come
get
on.
Get on my back.
No, you get on my back.
Look.
Get on my back.
Seance, get on top of my head.
Calahaxorus, is it possible you didn't slay all the Goldwyns? Like, for instance, on my world, character actor Tony Goldwyn, enemy of all ghosts.
Here's the issue, and I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, it's a little frustrating, because it is like you think it didn't occur to me that maybe I didn't kill all the Gladwyns. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Gladwyns.
It's kind of like you're coming into, it'd be like if I went into someone's, I don't know, a sandwich shop, and I was like, you know, you should consider using, it's like, buddy, did you come in and solve my sandwich shop's problem day one? Like, you saw, I've been doing this my whole life, my dad taught me how to do this, it's a family shop, and I
no, it's like a subterranean way.
I'm not quite sure I understand your point, because every time I go into a sandwich shop, I say, why do you not have celery salt?
And then he yells, I'm the nicest person in the world.
I am the nicest of people.
Fair. You make a fair point. But to your point, sorry, again, Arnie is your name?
Yes, I'm maybe the most important person in the world.
There's a lot of huge claims being made here. Huge claims being
made. Yeah, Chuck, you got one?
Yeah, I got 10 dicks.
Here's the thing.
Where?
Huh. Chunt, your claim is actually strikingly more humble than the claims of your two companions.
Oh, you think that's humble? Did I forget to mention that each one's smaller than the next?
Yeah. Huh. You could just line them up the other direction.
Huh. Yeah, when I line them up, they look like a little pan flute.
Or, you're such a pessimist.
Yeah. Yeah, the dick's half huge.
Half huge. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a word for that.
Half huge. No, I think that's a proper term.
I can't believe that the backwards cat is the second most disturbing visual I've ever seen in my 10 minutes here at this bar table with you.
Oh, did I forget to mention, Usador, my blue pal over here, he brought Seance into existence. And I also saw him, oh, this was maybe years ago, but there was all these eagles who had died, and they promised that they'd never live again, ever. And people were like, please live again. And the eagles were like, we will never live again until hell freezes over. And then Usador somehow worked his magic
and got the eagles back to life. They were live again.
Yes, I talked to the head eagle, Glenn, and I insisted. I was like, you have to come back. Everyone wants to see you.
Everyone?
Yeah, everyone. Mm. You especially.
Not me.
The veils between life and death are permeable to those with a strong enough will to pass them. These eagles... Just logistic question, how did you do it? Did you actually freeze Hal over? Was that like step one?
Yeah. Yeah, I just used an ice spell to freeze over a section of hell, the section where I did know the eagles to be hiding, and I just sort of stuck my head down there. And I was like, hey, before this all melts and my head explodes or burns off or whatever the hell happens down here, you guys want to come back, Glenn? Glenn, what do you think? And he was like, all right, I'll do it for the right money. And I said, fine. How much do you want? He said, 7 gold pieces. I said, that doesn't seem like very much. And then he said, no, that's the price it must be. And I said, well, fine, I'll just give it to you. I've got 7 gold pieces. I've got more than that on me.
What?
You sure you don't want, like, 40 gold pieces? I'll give you 40 gold pieces to go back on tour.
I died 800 years ago, and even back then it was 10 gold pieces just for an eagle ride. I'm trying to, even for inflation, I'm trying to, 7 gold, that's bargain bin prices.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, I'm sure you could charge more than that. You know, you have to think about inflation. You have to think about the current cost of living and factor these things in. He didn't want to hear it.
You know what I always used to say, because people would always wonder about rates back when I was the commander of the Blades of Zath? People would always have a question about your rate.
Right.
And they would say, oh, I'm just asking you to ride across a river into the elf lands and burn a village. It won't take more than 10 hours at most. And I would say, friend, you're not paying for the 10 hours. You're paying for the 30 years when I was in the fighting pits of Zarnath. That's what you're paying for. You know, it's all the training. It's everything that
experience.
Went in.
Experience. Yes.
Know your worth.
John, 100%. This isn't going to mean anything to you, but I think I figured something
just
out.
Just 100%? Let's go back to the chalkboard. Quickly, to the chalkboard.
Over here, quick. I have a reason.
I think Usidore and Calahaxorus are kind of the Waldorf and Statler of this world. Like, they're just like, put them in a balcony and let them like talk.
Balcony? The guy you said is from Perfect Strangers?
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, hey buddy, I don't know what you're talking about. This sounds like a lot of Earth stuff, which I do want to know about, but why don't you let me know what you're getting at while we take a quick break?
Okay.
What do you think, Seance?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, 15% off your first order with code WONDERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So, Calahaxorus, do you mind my asking? I don't think I've met a Death Knight before. Like, were you always a Death Knight, or did you become a Death Knight?
I was an infernal paladin in the service of the Red Queen. So there was a 72-year period where I was a living man, very much a knight sworn to the service of the forces of evil. And you know, you live a life like that, and you just kind of, you know, I would never have been the kind of person to say, oh, definitely going to be a Death Knight.
Sure.
It's one of those things, you put in the work, you cross your fingers, you say, I've sworn service and fealty to the Red Queen and her dark gods. Hopefully this pans out. You hope. And it worked out for me, and it doesn't work out for everybody, and I'm just very grateful for the opportunity to exist in perpetual on life and further the cause of evil.
And I don't know if this is, like, gauche to kind of ask about it, especially, like, we just met, but who are your dark gods? Like, what is your, like, worship situation?
Flasthrir, Grasnor, Kraxth, Blath, Strasnath.
You don't hear about Blath too much anymore.
Blath? Underrated as far as all things go. Okay. Obviously, I'm not gonna kneel at a shrine of Blath before a massacre or a slaughter. But let's say Blath is great for those situations where it's like, hey, I need to do evil, but I'm just beat. Can you create a sanctuary of darkness where I can just truly lay down and zonk out for like 4 hours?
So say I'm thinking about getting into Blath, right? Like hypothetically, because I'm good.
Yes.
But if I were someone that's like, hey, I want to familiarize myself with Blath's work, like where's a good place to start? Not necessarily the deep cuts, but like the starting place.
The cultists of Blath have never really gotten... The problem is that Blath is the dark god of apathy, sloth, and indifference. So you can imagine that Blath's cults face a lot of logistical hurdles because his most devout worshippers kind of are flaky.
This hypothetical is turning real for me because I think I might be all about Blath.
He has the shittiest temples.
Oh, you could barely call them temples. And here's the thing. I am a worshiper of Blath, and what I'm doing now is actually a form of praise. This is not even blasphemy. Blath just worked like that. It's kind of a wild thing. Blath is worshipped in any moment where you put off a task until a later time. Blath is worshipped when you, like, want a snack, but you can't even get up to get the snack, so you just sort of sit there hungry. Blath exists most in the moment where you are actually too tired to go to bed. That's sort of the kind of ennui and apathy.
Yeah, so Blath is like the god of I can't even.
Yes, in a very real way. As you can imagine, during the dawn of time when primordial mythic combat was the rule of the day, Blath was a very minor spirit. In the modern age of food, Blath is huge. Blath is doing great, even without any temples, really. A truly tremendous evil. In any case, but the worship of Blath, I'd be happy to talk up Blath all day.
You've been blathering on.
It's actually, you know, the etymology of the word comes from that. It's
oh, really?
Fun. Yes, huh. Absolutely, 100%.
Huh, I guess I'm not as clever as I fucking thought. At least I got my 10 dicks.
I didn't mean to, no.
How many dicks do you have?
None, I'm made of mist.
Well, sorry, I'm so sorry.
I had a dick once. Oh, once I had a dick. And I thought for so long that maybe someone would be interested in knowing more about it.
Oh, so you died a virgin.
Well, that's loaded.
Yeah, let's not be.
That's sort of loaded. Listen, okay, there were oaths that were taken. I was the sworn champion of the Red Queen.
Yes.
And she was like, hey, if you're going to be my most potent evil knight, then no running around and sleeping with people. And I truly... So you said you saw the Red Queen 20 years ago in a vision. What was she talking about? Did she mention me, or was there anything kind of going on?
Ooh, it sounds like you slept with the Red Queen. Did you put down a...
I'll skin your badger pelt and nail it to the wall, you miscreant.
What the fuck? Did I get him wet? Did I feed him after midnight? What is going on?
No. This is all right. This is all right. Everyone calm down. Now, let me tell you about the vision I saw. I was walking through the fields of Aroth near the Valley of Shrike, and I took a turn into the forest of Bolingul. And in Bolingul, I saw there the Red Queen Mirzia, and she said unto me, Usador, for so long you have attempted to defeat the Dark Lord and you have failed time after time. And I said, damn you, Red Queen. And she said, nay, listen to my warning now. I know that when you complete your task, you shall be free. And then she disappeared. I thought perhaps I had dreamed it, but usually my dreams involve birds.
Yeah, there's usually not a field in your dreams.
So her spirit must exist. She is somehow connected to the Nether Realm and is here trying to tell us stories.
Yeah, and all I was saying was, if you did sleep with the Red Queen, you should at least put down a towel. That's all I was saying.
And if you travel to the forest of Bolingul, you may be able to find her there as well. It's only been about 20 years.
And I've been to Bolingul for soup.
Yeah, I love a soup Bolingul.
Have you been to Bread Bolingul?
Oh, I love Bread Bolingul.
Let me be very clear. Only for my respect for the wizard Usador and his many names and this vision he imparted to me is your badger friend safe from my soul drinker sword.
Oh, okay.
Give me my piece of hay. Give me my limp piece of hay.
Oh, you want to do this?
Yeah.
No. Yes, de-escalated this. Chunt.
What? I just have to... He's missed. I can blow this motherfucker away, literally.
Oh, give it a shot, motherfucker! You're an overgrown weasel, you bitch!
Arnie, what? Put the sack
I'm
on. Arnie, put the sack
bitch.
On, quick!
On Chunt? Chunt, give me the sack! Hey, let me out of here. Pop. Papa, can you see me? Papa?
I want to apologize for losing my cool. That badger, he really, you know... Something about it. He's got a preternatural sense for what your thing is that you're most insecure about.
Oh, he loves pushing buttons.
Look, honestly, it's only a matter of time before someone kills him with the Soul Sucker sword, to be honest.
Usador, this information you have given me, though it breaks my heart that she did not mention me to you. Maybe she was too wrapped up in it, or maybe, you know, it's too... She couldn't just go there emotionally, you know? Like, she's too... She was feeling it too much to mention anything to you. And I must go to Bolingul Forest.
Oh, no, she mentioned you when I went back.
What?
She mentioned you when I went
back. Bearing the lead much, guy?
Wait, you just told a long story about how she talked about you.
I told you I saw her 20 years ago, and I was telling that story.
You see,
No, I went back 10 years later.
10 years ago? This is so recent!
Yes, I went back 10 years later, and I said, I still have not completed my quest, and I saw her again, sort of drifting through the forest, and I was chasing her down. And wherever I did catch up with her, I could hear her whisper, Calaxaris.
That's what my name is!
Calaxaris.
Close.
And at the time, since I hadn't met you, I hadn't put it together that she was talking about you, but clearly, she was looking for you.
I can't believe it. Long did I wonder if in the boiling necromantic heart of the witch queen Mercia, her majesty resplendent in red, there was not some corner of her soul that could see how desperate I was for her to even just say, what's going on with you today? How are you feeling? I killed so many people because I thought it would make her happy. And that she spoke my name. Yes.
It was all she spoke. Well, that time.
Motherfucker, if you have been there and seen her more recently than 10 years, Lisa, how about this? What's the most recent occasion on which you have seen the Red Queen Mercia?
Hey, motherfucker, nobody calls my friend a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh!
Arnie! Usador! I'm inside the mist, and it's kind of a cool island. There's all these puzzles.
Don't touch any of my puzzles! Those are for later!
Oh, they're so cool. I could stay in this for, I don't know, 18 to 22 hours.
I mean, they were cool, but it, you know.
What do you mean? They're cool. They're still cool.
I don't know how that mist is aging.
I think it's so cool. Arnie, what do you think? You want to come inside the mist?
No. Why is everyone trying to get me inside of people's bodies?
Let's see. Last time I saw the Red Queen, it was probably like a fortnight ago.
2 weeks ago!
Right. Should I tell you what happened that time?
Yes, please.
Okay. I went back in, and I, you know, once a year, usually I go back and I try to find her and I see if I can suss out any more information. And this time she spoke the name again, Calaxaris the Grim. And I thought to myself, this is strange. I don't know who that is. She seems to be obsessed with him. So I just asked this time. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy you keep, or person, or lady, or whoever you're talking about? You know, and she did turn to me. She said, the only one who can free me from my internal prison.
Oh, shit.
I should have thought of that.
This is huge. This is absolutely huge for me. This is absolutely huge for me. This is why. This is why I slew the last of the Gladwins and did not myself vanish. Because my purpose is not to exact revenge. It is to lay a tender smooch across the cheek of my beloved.
Speaking of vanish, now that you're distracted.
Oh, God.
Arnie, use the right. I sucked up all the mist that's inside me. This guy's inside me.
I am inside the badger, and would you believe it? Also puzzles in here.
Chad, stop bogarting that death knight.
You want something? Here, open your mouth. Okay. Now, Galaxrus, do you want me to tell you about the letters that the Red Queen and I write back and forth to each other all the time?
You motherfucker! You absolute motherfucker! You wrote a letter?
Yes, we have a regular correspondence, you know.
Right, but like, Red Queen aside, strong move to write a letter to someone you saw 2 weeks ago.
Damn.
Right? Strong move.
Especially considering how long it takes for someone to get a letter.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to keep up with all my friends via birds and letters. And, you know, the Red Queen and I have formed quite a kinship over the years that I have seen her. I think she regrets a lot of the evil that she's done, but I also think she really digs some of it. But she's a spirit, so I think I can still turn her around. I think your true purpose may be to go to this forest of Bolangul, give a sweet kiss to the spirit of the Red Queen, and then both of you join me on Usador's quest to defeat the Dark Lord. That sounds pretty good, right? What a redemption arc.
Usador, if you have, after all these long centuries, given me my chance at love, then my sword shall be yours evermore.
Oh.
Oh, but wait, how am I going to kiss somebody? I don't got lips.
Oh, she is a spirit, too, so you're both sort of non-corporeal completely, so I think that'll work out.
Yeah, so that either, like, will work or it will even more not work. One of those two.
Hold on. This is the most important math problem of all. How kiss if no got lips? But here, come over to the chalkboard.
All right, let's go to the chalkboard.
How kiss if no got lips? Okay, so we'll say that lips equals X, okay? We'll say that kiss is Z here.
Equals. Where Z is a function of X, yes, absolutely.
Get out of here, Janet. Okay, and then we'll carry this. Carry the fun. Okay, and then we got this. Okay, and ha-ha! That's it. I solved it.
This chalkboard is covered in gibberish. What?
Only part of that gibberish is the janitor's fault. The rest is completely on you.
Fine. I just wanted to get in on the math-solving fun. But I don't have the brains for it, okay? I'm sorry. How about candy lips? Put some fucking candy lips on your helmet, big guy.
That's actually not a terrible idea. I some sort of prosthesis or something of that nature could perhaps serve instead. But you know, maybe this is a bad idea, because, you know, if you go and you know, if I put candy lips and then she's been waiting for a real kiss for centuries, and then she sees I've got candy lips, and she's like, oh, this guy's, I forgot, he's a total herb. And then she's like, get out of here, you herb. And then it's all this time for nothing. What if she doesn't like me? Guys, what if she doesn't like me?
Now,
she's gonna like you.
Yes, she already likes you. She speaks of you often. And I believe that you shouldn't worry about the kiss. Simply go to her.
Yeah.
Speak with her.
Candy lips are, you know, it's sweet. And it shows you have a sense of humor.
Yeah. So go to her, speak to her, hear what she has to say. Have the candy lips with you, like in a pouch or something, in case you need them later.
All right, that does make sense. Sort of, you know, hope for the best, prepare for the worst kind of mentality.
There you go.
But to be fair, this could go badly.
God, why would you say that?
Why would you do that? Why did you just do that?
Look, here's the thing. I want to be positive too. All right, like I want to like not stop Calahaxorus from like going for the thing that he wants, but also just because she's been saying his name, it's been hundreds of years. He's been around. Like, why didn't she reach out?
Maybe she didn't know how to. Maybe she thought he was lost to the eternal slumber of the netherworld.
Okay, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You take your mist and you put it inside of a gorilla. Cool? So you put the mist inside of a gorilla. You have that gorilla go up to the queen and just, like, start a conversation. Be like, hey, how's it going? Like, have you heard of Calahaxorus? Like, do you remember him? Or, like, what's the deal? So you kind of, like, you are your own wingman, right? You kind of scout ahead, and then based on what happens, you can be like, hey, it's me. I'm the mist and the gorilla, right?
See, I love this plan, but the dismount worries me. Because where do we sort of... That's the thing is, okay, now she's friends with this gorilla,
yeah.
And I leave the gorilla. Like, let's say that everything works out. Let's say it's the best case scenario.
Yes.
I get a green light, and then I leave this gorilla, and now she's like, oh, Calahaxorus, I am in love with you. I can't wait until you meet my gorilla friend. Well, shit, this gorilla is just gotten out of being possessed, and now it's back to a normal gorilla, and she starts to put two and two. It's just it's a good plan, but there's just a lot of volatility. There's a lot of X factors. There's, you know, wrenches can get thrown into the spokes here a little bit.
Arnie, quick sidebar. I think we just found out from book club what a green light means. It means you can kiss a gorilla.
Oh.
Remember from that book we read, there was that green light at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Now we know.
Oh, yeah, the Great Gatsby.
Mm-hmm.
What is a snubbed-nosed motorboat? I need to know.
Calahaxorus, you're right about the dismount. That is troubling, but... I feel like with your charm and your loquaciousness and your vocabulary, that there's no worry. Of course she's in love with you. I hate you, and I even love you a little bit.
I hate you too, my friend. I hate you too.
Calahaxorus, what's going to make Calahaxorus happy? Like, are you just looking for the oblivion of having accomplished your purpose and not having to exist in any way anymore, or... is it something else?
Sounds nice.
Are you just chasing this red queen that you were really into when you were a dark paladin? But that was a long time ago. Are you still that person?
Well, goodness. You know, there's a part of me that wonders... I mean, undeath is an act of holding on. At any moment... the only thing anchoring me to my ancestral armor is the pure force of hatred I have for all living things. And also my desire to see if things work out between the Red Queen and me. And
sure.
I won't lie, I remember being on our terrible crusades for the gods of evil, and there was a moment, sort of in my later years of being a paladin, where I was beheading a champion of the light astride my fearsome... dragon steed. And
ooh, was it like a 2-week crusade or like a 1-week crusade? Was it like all inclusive, or how was the food?
It's one of those things where it's a 2-flex-3, because obviously for the people that are on the crusade, they're kind of opting in for whatever. But if your staff is sort of like your contract can get extended, and you just kind of got to roll with that. So if you're going to go on one of these,
I was on a crusade once, and I didn't realize it was like a crusade where people brought their kids, and I was like, "Fuck me, this sucks."
Oh, why do that? You're ruining the crusade. You're not going to have a good time on that crusade.
No,
and
it was
no
awful.
One else is.
It was
and
awful.
Now no one else is.
Yeah,
it's like just wait, and also you can just wait until it's a couple more years, and they're teenagers.
Yeah,
and then it's like
and then take them on
a
crusade. Yeah,
and then take them on.
Also, it's really traumatizing for the kids.
Of course, it's absolute bloodshed. It's horrifying religious and demonic violence. I wouldn't bring a child on that, and I'm evil, you know? So, figure that out. But
good food.
Oh, the buffet is great. The buffet is excellent. And again, it's, you know, there's a whole culture. You meet a lot of interesting people, you know, obviously. It's a fun sort of part of it. But, you know, towards the end, a lot of the... infernal glee I would feel at the shedding of innocent blood, it just kind of stopped hitting in the same way, you know?
Oh.
It kind of felt,
what's the word, rote?
Yeah. Oh.
It felt rote.
Sort of like a glimmer of light was growing within you to make you want to do good and join the forces of righteousness?
No, fuck that. It was more like... no, not at all that. It was sort of more just like, what is the point of... Like, we keep...
I think I got it.
Marshalling...
Yeah, it's like jerking off without a boner. Like that?
I was not allowed to jerk off, so, but I do, from cultural reference, understand what you mean, and I think that's a great analogy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you gotta ask yourself, are you doing evil to live, or are you living to do evil?
Wow. You should cross-stitch that.
Get in the sack.
Oh! Both of us!
Kal-El Haxorus, I think that you must fulfill your purpose, whatever you believe that to be, for it is then and only then that you will feel true satisfaction again.
Usador.
Look deep. Ask the hard questions. What do you want?
I summon you, dark spirits of the known world. Surround me with your ancient wisdom. Come to me in my time of need. Crossroads has come together in this moment where your champion and faithful servant needeth your wisdom and guidance.
Here, some potato skins. Eat these while you're in there.
That sounds like all this rushing of wind. Is Seance okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Dark spirits, heed my call. Do I lay to rest my wickedness and loathing and pass into oblivion as was my oath? Or do I risk it all for the one who got away?
Is he playing a game show out there?
Yes, hang on, hang on.
Spirit number one, what say you?
I say unto you, you must continue to destroy everything in your path.
That's one for destroy. Spirit number two.
I say, press your luck.
That means spirit number three, you're going to be our tiebreaker. Spirit number three, come forward.
I say, just reuse that probably.
Be gone, dark spirits! Gayleave Lichtenkala! Yes, I fill the room with righteous light, and now you are banished back to your dark spaces. Yeah, also, everyone needs a lozenge. Lozenges for all! Lozenge! Lozenge! Lozenge!
A little lozenge spirit just escaped.
Here, come out of the sack. I cast off the evil spirits with a spell of light, and I freed a lozenge spirit.
Sean, put those six sticks away.
Aww.
What happened to the four?
I'll never tell.
Did you learn anything, Kal-Haxorus?
The spirits. They have left me humbled. I put forward a question to the spirits, and what they have proposed was neither of the paths that I saw stretching before me.
Mm.
Wow, that's right, Carfox. Two paths and a road diverged.
And I walked down the median in between the paths just into the woods?
Exactly.
Exactly, my good friend, exactly. Well, shit, what? I don't even... Yeah, I guess I have been hung up on this kind of romance I built in my head. And the entire life of carnage and bloodshed that I built around that kind of became my identity while I was waiting for a ship that was maybe never going to come in. But fuck me, I don't know who Kal-Haxorus is if he's not Kal-Haxorus the Grim.
Maybe you're Kal-Haxorus the Woodworker, or Kal-Haxorus the Baker, or Kal-Haxorus
The poet.
The poet? Very good one. I was going to say a real estate agent. That's still evil.
Or mathematics professor.
Kal-Haxorus, it's not always about the destination. You've got to enjoy the journey. Take it from me. I'm a cause guy. I'm just not interested in the effect. I'm never working on anything that's ever going to go anywhere. Just enjoy where you are in this moment.
Gah, what a blathead.
Arnie.
Yeah?
You bear the aura of one who walks between worlds. One who has seen a journey from betwixt realms.
Yeah, didn't you say you saw a journey at the Ohio State Fair in 1994?
Yeah, Don't Stop Believin' Tour, 1994. It rhymed.
Wait a minute. What is this, a Don't Stop Believin' Tour? Is this some kind of crusade?
Arnie, that's a great slogan for Carfax to take away. Don't stop believin'.
Carfax, listen to me.
Yes.
Don't stop believin'. Hang on to this feeling. Streetlights, people. It starts to not make as much sense if I keep going through the lyrics.
But. It made sense before that?
Is this a ballad or an ancient poem? Do you have some ability for me to listen to these words?
Ooh, are we going to get in on the sea shanty market? Please? Arnie, please?
The only thing is I don't want to run afoul of copyright laws on my world. That's the only...
Oh, sure, yeah, no, that checks out. We had a huge problem with that back in the necropolis. Yeah, well, these words of wisdom, don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling, yeah.
Well, I don't know about that last part.
What?
But that's right. If you feel like you've lost your voice, like you don't have your voice anymore, and you can't find it, and nobody could possibly replace your voice, there's still hope. Don't stop believing. You might find a new voice. And yes, that voice might come from South America. Who knows? And it might sound exactly like your previous voice, and then holy shit, how did we do that? Right? I don't know what I'm saying here, but all I'm saying is you do you. You're great.
Wow. Incredible. You know, I think this is more than mere chance, but that destiny brought us here together. I thank you, Arnie, for your wise words. To become once more myself. Before I was the Death Knight, before I was the commander of the Blades of Zath, I was just a city boy. Born and raised in the port city of Saint-Troy. And I ended up on a wagon train around midnight, and I didn't care where I was going. I just needed to get away.
All for the glory of love. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and I met the Red Queen, who herself was born just a small town girl living in this lonely world. I'm going to go burn this town to the ground.
Oh, whoa. Hold on now. I'm not sure where we jumped to that.
And maybe it was a mistake not to steer him towards oblivion, now that I think about it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Now, Calaxorus.
Yes?
Please, I beg of thee, as a favor to me, your favorite math buddy, don't burn the town to the ground.
Don't burn it. Wait, that's right. Oh, my God. I'm falling right back into the habits.
Peter.
I'm, like, doing...
Yeah.
It's so... Wow. That's vicious. That just happened right in front of us.
Right.
That's wild. Ooh.
Oh, it's like Calaxrius 2, back in the habit. No sequel of what you've done before.
No, I'm going to be different. Would anyone here like a hug?
I would love a hug.
Here you go, buddy.
It hurts. I'm definitely impaled, but I'll be fine. I'm a very, very powerful wizard.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's all right.
It's hard. It's like you can make the intention to clean the slate and write a new chapter, so to speak. But those, you have to work to sort of deconstruct all those, habits, and it's messed up.
Well, have you thought about talking to someone?
Other than the three of you?
Maybe like a professional, pray to the three goddesses, the three main deities, of Foon. Fu, U, or Un.
Oh, come on. The three goddesses of Foon. I can't, that's...
Oh, yeah, they're the best.
Oh, they're the three goddesses of Foon? Okay.
I mean, I guess they're no Blath, but whatever.
Well, here's what I'm saying is when I give a blood sacrifice to Blath, I actually get powers. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
so.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Also, you could talk to a therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Having good mental health is fucking badass.
A therapist, you say? Yes.
That's probably better than talking to three dildos who give you conflicting advice. That, now that I think about it.
No, he lost four of them.
Oh.
I shall find a therapist, and I shall force this therapist to fix me, lest I slay them.
No.
Just pay him. Just pay him.
Yeah, just pay their fee.
I don't have any money.
Remember when you were upset about people not taking you seriously for your rates? Now you're doing it to someone else.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's strike two in the last 3 minutes. Whew, this is going to be a process. I can tell this is going to be a whole deal.
Also, you tell us you have no money after we spent an hour ordering all these drinks and apps.
Oh, did you guys want me to chip in for those?
He's edging towards the door.
Do you guys want me to...
Did he say suckers got sucked? fuck. Now I like him again. Sucked. Now I like him again, and I want that as a t-shirt.
That's a real blath move.
Real blath ass.
To purchase your very own first edition Suckers Got Sucked hoodie, bathrobe, or union suit, go to www.thethingis.com/thisisprobablygoingtohappen. Someone is going to make this, and then it's going to be a real thing, and people are going to buy it. It's not even funny. There's no point in finishing the bit. Use It or the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Calaxaris the Grim was played by special guest Brennan Lee Mulligan. Discussion point for later. Was Brennan trying to out Matt Young? Matt Young? Did he succeed? New episodes of the show Brennan DMs, Dimension 20, drop every Wednesday on dropout.tv. And you can also check out free seasons of the show on youtube.com/Dimension20Show. If that's too much Brennan too fast, just follow him on Twitter at BrennanLM and on Instagram at Brennan Lee Mulligan. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. .com. You always finish the bit.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.